goal.
Well, it took three attempts to get this game off the ground tonight, didn't it? Playing Macclesfield, yeah, but yeah, you've done it. You're through to the second round.
Yeah, yeah, it's a tough game again. Macclesfield, the top team that they are. But yeah, we got through, and you know, it was important for us tonight. Important for a lot of reasons, financial reasons, but just to get a win in the column. So no, we're really, really pleased. Thank you. Really, really pleased.
And it was a great goal as well, wasn't it? In the first half, terrific cross, and Matty Kozlov. Yeah. You know, he's not the tallest of players, and yet he made a terrific run across the face of goal just to beat the keeper.
He's gambled off his wing, and he's found himself an area which, you know, nearly just into the near post, and he's made a great run, and he's finished it fantastic. You know, Josh McDonald's done great run and great cross, but Matty's finished it off great, and we're glad to have him back. Even though he's probably 70% fit, 75% fit, he's not played for, I think it's nearly 7-8 weeks now. He had 20 minutes on Saturday. It was always our plan tonight to give him 60 minutes. He had a little bit more than that with the injuries that we picked up again, but it's pleasing for him and it's pleasing for us.
How difficult was it to actually try and come up with something original for tonight's game? Because you've played each other twice over the Christmas period.
Well, like I say, that Macclesfield play the way they play. We know there's going to be no changes from them, and we were a little bit slightly more expansive than when we played them before, because obviously Kozlov played on. We had Kozlov and McDonald on either side of the wing, so it just makes us a little bit more attacking minded and a bit more expansive in our way. But I thought it was a good game. I thought second half they pushed us really, really hard. Sam Johnson's made two really important saves at really key moments. And like I say, when we were under pressure tonight, we didn't concede. They had a spell first half where they really put us under pressure. They always put you under pressure, but where they really, really squeezed us and put us under pressure, and we kept strong, we stayed strong, and we didn't concede. And I think the key moments was, like I say, Sam's come up with two big saves second half, and obviously in the first half they had a 10-minute spell, but we didn't concede. And it was massively important that we'd said before the game, when they do get a bit of a roll on, because they do, when they do dominate the football, which they do, we've got to make sure that we stay strong, stay narrow, and we don't concede.
And what was the mood like before the game tonight? Because I imagine beating the league leaders is going to be a huge scalp for yourselves.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously we're going into the game, we've already lost in a short period of time. We've lost to them twice. You know, I think we deserve something away from home. We didn't deserve anything. New Year's Day, we were patched up, and you can't be patched up against the league leaders, you know, which are the best team in the league, because that's what it says. You know, that's what it says points-wise, but I think we deserve something. We deserve some a Boxing Day, and we got beat 2-1. I think we had enough of the game to get a point. But no, it was just important today that we had that belief that we could actually get something from the game. Started off okay. The biggest problem I thought in our thought process was that belief of, can we get a win against them? But in the end, we've got it, and you know, the players, you know, it's a great cup competition. And you know, we're just all delighted that we're playing again Saturday. I didn't really particularly want not to play on Saturday, even though we have got a bare squad at the minute, a really bare squad. But you know, we just want to play a football match. It's always nice to win down here as well.
Yeah, sure.
You know, to win at home, you know, it's always great to win at home.
How difficult is it going to be for you, Billy, juggling, well, looking at your resources, to juggle your home, your league form with what could potentially be a very good run in the FA Trophy?
Well, at this minute, we're in no position to do that.
Right.
We're in no position to do that, because at the minute, we've got 16 fit players. And I think the squad at the minute, we've only got 19 in the full squad in the building. So we've got to get some more players in, regardless of the cup run, or we've got to get some players in.
And have you got the scope to do that, Billy?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
we've got to have the scope to do it, because we can't operate on the numbers that we've got at the minute. So we've got to make sure that we get players into the football club. We've got our targets, we know what we want, but we've got to make sure that that they come into the club. Because you can't be in the Conference National with at the minute a squad of, I think we've got 18, 19, and two or three of them are injured. So we've got to get football players into this club.
Well done.
Cheers. Thanks, mate.
Thank you.